I was born July 30th, 1920 in Coon Valley, Wisconsin on our home farm. And I lived on the farm with my dad because my mother passed away when I was five. My dad ran a big farm, plus he had to take care of eight children, which was quite a job in those olden days. But he did a beautiful job. We all turned out okay.
You used to have a lot of people that would come around visiting the farms in those years.
Oh, yes. My dad got a radio, which was the first in that community. And all the neighbor people would come over on Saturday night to listen to the old barn music and everything. And the women would all bring sandwiches and cakes and cookies because their only recreation on the farm during those days was to play cards. And not too often, but the minister used to come to the house and see us every once in a while. Well, I can remember a few times when we had cards on the table and my dad said, "Oh, there comes the minister, you know, get those cards put away." That was against the church. That was the Norwegian Lutheran church.
There were a lot of people that wandered onto the farms in those years.
In those years, there were a lot of hobos walking the country. And we would go to school in the morning, and we always had to walk past this tobacco shed. And we'd always open our eyes because every once in a while, you'd see a hobo come out of the tobacco shed, and we'd race down the road, either home or to the school. But they were nice men. I mean, they were just out walking to find employment someplace. People say, "What a life." I said, "Yes, it was a hard life." They would walk all day long, and then they'd find someplace to spend the night. And they always came to our house. If one hobo spent the night or got fed, then he would mark the telephone poles. And then if someone came the next week or so, that hobo would know where to go rap on the door because you might get fed and you might get to stay overnight. Yeah, great times.